Suskana ski jadu hu hu hu
Many years ago, when the Haida shared these islands with only the plants and animals of the land and water, there was a young woman who showed no respect to the bear. But her story is now the reason why the Haida were given the crest of the grizzly bear. This all happened before there was contact with other people, when families would wake up to the call of the ravens. This is the time of the year known as Uangalang Kunge, the season for berry picking. And all the women of the village would gather their berry baskets, their hankade, and their water baskets, and some dried salmon, saugan skidia hila, and ulakins. And if they had it, some dried herring roe, k'ohila. And they would go salmon berry picking together. They would go to Jagust on Massa Inlet, and they'd walk through the prairie, Slangwa, to where the land was filled with berry bushes. And when they were hungry, they'd just stop and eat and build a bonfire kindled with cedar, Ju Afjanu. But on this day, one of the daughters didn't want to wait until they stopped for food.
I'm hungry. Dik irang. I can't wait for the dried fish. I want one of those jilts right now.
She knew they would stop and toast the fish that had skins, and as the jilts didn't have any, she took one and had a bite. But it tasted so good, she ate all the rest of them. When it came time for the other women to eat, the young girl's mother discovered what had happened to their food.
I tried not to. I was just going to take a bite, just one bite. But it tasted so good, I ate everything.
The mother was not pleased, but the women shared the rest of their food and then continued to fill their berry baskets. Not long after, the young girl was carrying her basket of berries when she stepped into a bear pile.
Look what I just stepped in. Tonk awas.
Now, it was the young girl who was not pleased.
And I've spilled on my scowen just because of some stink bear.
Be careful. Dumananth King, don't speak rudely of the bears, Diku Junga. We'll help you pick up your berries. Hawit.
And the mother and the woman helped collect the daughter's spilled salmon berries, and then they continued down the trail.
Gustu Ijung, in the bushes. What is that?
Be careful. Tanu Ijin, don't make fun of the bear. The berries are for them too. Remember, Dumananth King.
And the daughter agreed.
Oh.
But just at that moment, she stepped in another bear pile.
Awai, another tong awas. Why are those stink bears in the forest? Oh, look, I'm spilling my berries again. Asnutsk arungung, tonsk una. Those stink bears? Oh.
But this time, her mother and the other women kept on walking while she tried to collect her spilled berries. The girl was frightened and looked up to see a young man come out of the bushes.
I've come to help you.
Oh, thank you.
And the young man led her down a trail, but it was a different trail and didn't lead back to her village. Soon they came to another village, but it wasn't hers either. It was the bear people's village, Tanklage. She looked at all the bear people walking around, and as she watched, they went into their longhouse. Once inside, they took off their bear skins. They shook the dew over a fire and hung them up to dry. They became just like the people. The chief came to her and spoke.
Put the woman inside the longhouse. A guard must watch over her until we decide what to do with her. Gumnang jadas la sangijang.
He didn't want her to escape, so she was to be well fed and taken care of. several days passed. And then one day, the girl heard a small voice in the corner of the hut. It was Cugin Judd, Mouse Woman.
This is what you must do. The next time the guard takes you outside to relieve yourself, remove your copper bracelets and leave them where you squatted. This is what you must do. A gun claw.
The young girl took her copper bracelets and did as she was told, and it just so happened that the guard went and looked and saw those ghoul Sliga. Of course, he went and notified the chief, and there was much excitement in the bear village.
This must be a high-ranking princess to have Gulhuf Kwawa. Excrement of copper bracelets is high-ranking indeed.
So it was arranged that she would marry the young man who had found her, the chief's nephew. And so they were married and they lived happily with each other. But she didn't understand all the customs of the bear people. She took on the chores expected of her, such as building the fire, but the bears were always very wet. When they came and shook their skins over her good fire, it would often splutter and die. And so they were disappointed in her. But then she was given a message that she should look for bear's wood, which was only found along the rivers and shorelines. So she went gathering and collected enough kuga to build another fire for the bears.
It's a good fire. Anwe, log.
And she was right. The bears shook their fur, and this time the fire didn't go out. And they were pleased with her. Soon it became Kalkkunge, the season known as the Ice Month. All the bears went to their winter caves, and her bear husband took her inland to the south side of a mountain, to a cave on the edge of a steep cliff. And they lived there for a long time, all that winter. And while she was there, she had twin cubs. Meanwhile, her brothers had arranged a tracking party to find her. In those days, unlike today, they used to hunt for bears quite often. They would use the dogs to corner a bear, drive it up a tree or into a cave. Then the men would smoke it out and spear it.
Can you hear the dogs? They are hunting me.
No.
Your brothers will take you back.
No.
And then they are going to kill me. This is what I want you to tell them.
And he gave his wife instructions. Soon she appeared at the mouth of the cave, high up on the cliff.
My husband will give you his life, but you must show him respect. We are all alike in our flesh. Under his bare skin, he is human. We are one. Kliswansen. But his flesh must be burnt.
And the bear mother and her cubs climbed down the steep cliff.
Now, my brothers, my cubs and I will come with you.
Then her brothers made a fire near the mouth of the cave and began to smoke out her grizzly bear husband. A spear was set up and ready for when the bear was forced out. And when the bear came running out, he impaled himself on the spear and fell dead. The brothers took him down the hillside, and then, obeying his wishes, they skinned him, built a funeral pyre, and burned his flesh. The brothers returned to their village with their sister and her two cubs, half grizzly, half human, and they had her husband's bear skin. The family rejoiced at finding their lost daughter and decided to take the grizzly bear as a crest. So they had a potlatch and carved the grizzly bear on a totem pole with the story of their sister, the bear mother. And the totem showed how the Haida respected the bear and how they respect all living things on land and water.
Blue skana skija do hoo hoo.
And so the bear mother lived in the village with her family and her two bear cub sons. And as her sons grew older, they became more human, and they became great hunters. But one day, the bear mother knew that she had to leave. And she had to leave alone. So she left her two sons and returned to her husband's home with the grizzly bear people, forever to be the bear mother.
Glooskanaskijadoohoohoo, dahangoohoo.